Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
24 hours ago, some pretty incredible news. And in the midst of all the storm damage and devastation we're watching, we're covering Ian. Also, the latest from Kennywood and their beefed up security. We got a detailed conversation that we had with Nick Paradise, spokesman for Kennywood. Talked about the fires at the police station where they burned three cars looking for them.
With now, road flares.
Federal case. And in the midst of all that, there is one person in this town who had one incredible day yesterday and wanted to catch up with him 24 hours later.
Ryan, what's up, brother?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Man, how are you?
How is your outlook on life different when you realized yesterday, about this time, that they had found a kidney match for you?
Yeah. Man, haven't slept much, which is a good thing. You know, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was happy. I started thinking about where we're going to travel next year without having to be hooked up to a machine. Started thinking about being able to take on more work and get back to a normal life, and it is just, it's something that I haven't thought about in almost 2 years.
And you're a young guy, and you're on dialysis. Has kind of ruined your life, quite frankly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's rough. At the beginning, it was manageable. But, you know, they said that they weren't shy about it. At dialysis, they let me know that it takes a toll, and it is going to get worse. And, you know, it comes to a point where you sit there for 4 hours, and when you are done with it, you're really beat up, and there isn't much you can do afterwards.
Hey, so we met, was it a year ago?
Yeah.
When he was desperate for a kidney, and we're family now. It's kind of crazy how that happens.
Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely.
So with all the coverage and all the folks who care, a record number of people went to UPMC and said, I'll give up my kidney. Isn't that amazing?
That is the ultimate selfless act.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many people are willing to do that. And I can only hope that it helps get somebody else a kidney because of these amazing people. And I know that you did this because you're out there to help bring the best out of people. And this act of all these people coming and donating and wanting to be a living donor has just blown me away and my family away. You know, we really haven't talked much about the donor.
Yeah.
We've talked about us doing this, and we were successful in this, but without the donor, none of this would be possible.
So do you know yet anything
about
this donor?
I do not know, but if there is a donor out there that is nervous to reach out to me, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me through Facebook or, you know, call the station, maybe call you guys, and you can get in touch with me. I'd love to meet them. And
we'll take care of it.
Give them a big hug.
We'll take care of it.
And your 10-year-old daughter put a TikTok message out. It was kind of the genesis of getting this ball rolling. Marty stepped in with his wife, Christine, and the rest now is history. How's she feeling? She's got to be just on cloud nine.
Oh, she is so happy. She wrote me, I'm going to get emotional now. She wrote me a note yesterday, and, you know, she attached I'm on a special diet with being, with the kidney failure.
Yeah.
So she gave me a little snack that I could have, and she wrote a note, you know, that said, "Daddy, we did it. Anything is possible."
Well, God bless you, man. This is a good day for you, your family, and the power of reaching out. And sometimes the internet, social media, for all its ills, can produce some miracles too.
True, Larry.
Absolutely. Thank you, boys, so much. I really appreciate it. Love you guys.
My brother.
Come in and see us sometime.
Oh, will do. I'll bring some goodies too.
Now that's a guarantee. You're in.
All right, man.
All right, Ryan. Have a great day.
You too,
and,
guys. Bye-bye.
Get details on the story at Get Marty.
Damn.
And the Big K Morning Show. We're going to go live to Bradenton, Florida next. Big K Morning Show continuing to follow the story of Ian, still in progress, but as Paul just said, downgraded from a hurricane, a Cat 4, almost a Category 5, the fifth most intense storm ever to hit the United States mainland. And the bullseye in the Fort Myers, Port Charlotte, Bradenton, and a friend of mine from Fort Myers who has a home there said there's the Fort Myers City and Fort Myers Beach. Every vehicle in the Fort Myers Beach is submerged. Every car on the island submerged. And we're going to go back live. Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, Pittsburgher, who's been down there 30 years, Elliot Felcioni. Elliot, how you making out this morning?
Blessed, Larry. Our community was spared. We were right on that edge. And, 16 hours of being pretty nervous. But, we got to keep people south of us in our prayers.
Yeah, what are you seeing and hearing about just south and where you are? Which, by the way, you were about 20 miles inland off the Gulf, right?
Yeah, we were. If you saw the map, where you see Myakka City and Arcadia, where I live, is just about 22 miles northeast of that. So we were right on that edge. You know, we probably sustained winds around 80 to 90 miles an hour. Gosh, I have two big oak trees in the front of my house. And every time you had a wind gust, you just prayed that it didn't snap. But you know, our friends of the South, you said it, flooding is terrible. They lost a bridge down there. So we're probably going to become a host county. Our convention center is untouched, so we're getting that prepared to host FEMA and whatever else we need to do, maybe even the National Guard.
What about Anna Marie Island? I know a lot of Pittsburghers familiar with Bradenton because of the relationship over the years with the Pirates and spring training. So many people go to that region. What about the island?
Well, surprisingly, it's unscathed. Just a little bit of debris, some shingle loss, but the angle of the storm sucked the water away from Anna Maria Island, the Tampa Bay area, so no flooding at all. It was really surreal going outside. Just the air felt really dry, no puddling. I've been driving around the community all morning, and we're going to be able to get this community open today. Our airport, Sarasota Bradenton International Airport, their check-in area, the roof peeled back, but we'll have that airport open by 8 o'clock tonight. So really unscathed, but south of here, Fort Myers, Port Charlotte's in a bad way right now.
I can imagine, and for people that don't know, how close you were to that and the difference we're hearing between somebody that's been just 20 miles away from where the eye and the main part of the storm made landfall.
Yeah, it made a difference, Larry, of 20 to 30 miles an hour wind gust. That was it. That's how close we were to it. You know what? Prayers work. I assessed my house this morning, and the only damage that I could find is a little bit of pool cage screen lifted up in the one corner. And that's it. Just a lot of debris around the yards. The street is full of debris, but you know what? I'll take that all day long. So we're blessed. It's our job, though, as part of the government, to get this community back up and running and help our adjacent counties to the best of our ability, because there's a lot of people struggling right now.
I was surprised, Marty, when Elliot sent me a video taken outside through his pool area. When I was seeing the wind and the rain, I'm thinking there's no way that you get away with without major damage. So I'm happy to hear that. Is there anything we can do from up here to help down there?
No, I appreciate it, Larry. You know, our job in public relations is to monitor the media in the marketplace and make sure what they're saying is accurate for our community. So we have experts working on that right now, even in our international market. So I really appreciate your support, Marty's support. Hey, you're our ambassador of the Bradenton area, and you stepped up for us. So I really, really appreciate it. And it's touching. I couldn't tell you how many texts that I had from Pittsburghers throughout the day yesterday, just people showing love and caring for us. So I can't thank you enough, but I really appreciate it. Stay tuned for more information, but thank God we're safe, and just keep people in Fort Myers in your prayers.
All right, Elliot, let you get to work. You got a lot facing you today and the next days and weeks to come.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
Elliot Falcione.
You mentioned Fort Myers Beach. Jack Goodrich, good friend and a really good lawyer. Man, he sent me video. They got slammed. Whoo!
Oh, yeah. And to Elliot's point.
Everything's underwater.
They are just north of that region. So the devastation that close. But when you see that storm, it was gigantic. And it's still bringing heavy, heavy rains to the eastern seaboard now in the Atlantic coast. We talked to gentleman, a friend of yours from Daytona. What do you say? Almost, they're anticipating total storm, 36 hours, 22 inches of rain.
So Jack sent this picture. He has a house in Fort Myers Beach, and there are people in it. And the roof's gone. He can't get them on the phone. Scares the hell out of you.
Yeah. So a lot of work to do.
Man.
Appreciate Elliot Falcione.
He's fantastic, Larry.
Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, keeping us posted. 825, this is KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters, back to Kathy Berggren.
And Larry, that southbound side of 79, still very heavy from Mount Nebo, heading down toward the Neville Island Bridge. Still have that vehicle, that oversized vehicle, blocking the right-hand lane from an earlier accident. Parkway West inbound, backing just before Greentree. We're at Wilkinsburg on the Parkway East, and over on the inbound side of 51, just traffic light delays now to the Liberty Tunnels. Inbound 28, still heavy at Creighton, but it's starting to break up now as you head down toward Millvale and the 31st Street Bridge. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:35. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we have an overcast sky now. We should see a little bit of sunshine. High of 64 today, 42 tonight, clearing. And some of the outlying areas are going to be in the upper 30s. Right now it is 50 degrees. It's 8:37. This is the Big K Morning Show. Ian's catastrophic damage.
Woo, man, Larry.
Only now and still in progress as a tropical storm, but revealing some of the devastation. And in just a moment, we'll get to our Pittsburgh Magazine digital director, Rich Cook. But first, we want to go to Jack. Jack, where are you in Florida?
My house is about 5.5 miles from Fort Myers Beach.
Man, Jack Goodrich, one of my boys in one of the best lawyers I know. Jack, you got to be in a panic. There's so much water, man.
It's devastating. I've been talking to friends in Florida that they're waking up with big boats in their front yards.
Whoa.
I know that the Sanibel Causeway is partially washed out. Road erosion from all the surges. The sheriff in Fort Myers Beach.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
stated today that they believe there's going to be hundreds found dead.
Whoa.
At Fort Myers Beach.
Whoa.
I know that the Sheriff's Command Center, Mobile Command Center, they yesterday saw it floating down the main roadway on Fort Myers Beach. I have friends that are, the water was second floor high. I mean, there was bars on Fort Myers Beach that the second floor were showing. It's just complete devastation. I mean, it was a direct hit on Fort Myers Beach.
And you have people in your house right now.
I have people in my house. I have part of my roof is missing. An eye cage sustained major damage, but, you know, they're alive. Things can be replaced. Human life cannot.
Do you have power, Jack?
Yes. I am fortunate enough that my house is in the community that's located with the hospital power grid. So the power did go out for a little bit, but it's back on. But I know of there's thousands. I saw a statistic this morning. Lee County, which encompasses Fort Myers Beach, Fort Myers area, 421,000 people without power. And the problem is it's just not the power. You lose your water as well.
Jack, you said something we got to address because this sheriff said, and I've got a quote here, fatalities in the hundreds. How could that happen?
A lot of people did not heed the warning and leave. There was an emergency evacuation, but people, you know, there's certain people like, I had two people, we call it beach family, because, you know, our family's up here in Pittsburgh, but it's people you get to know over the years down on the beach, and a couple people were in panic. They had nowhere to go.
So, gotcha.
You know, as a friend, as a good Samaritan, I said, come to my house.
Gotcha.
Wow. We're thoughts and prayers are with you, Jack, and
jeez.
I'm hoping that sheriff's wrong.
Yeah, me too.
But we'll check back with you if you don't mind.
Oh, that's no problem. Like I said, I'm, the communication modem right now that we're all using is Facebook, to be honest with you.
All right. Well,
thanks, brother.
Keep the faith.
Okay. God bless all.
Man, it's hard to hear, Larry.
That's the first time we've heard that from anybody.
Larry, you said something that's so true. I hope the sheriff's wrong.
I hope he's wrong.
Because God, Larry, we can't handle hundreds of dead.
No. It's 8:40. This is the Big K Morning Show. In just a moment, we'll bring on Rich Cook from Pittsburgh Magazine. It's 8:42, News Radio KDK. We'll continue to follow the story. That was breaking news from Jack Goodrich. Yes, quoting a sheriff down there in the Fort Myers area. And again, we hope that sheriff's estimates are wrong.
Well, hundreds dead. Come on.
That's the first
we've
heard of
that. I hope he's wrong, like Larry said.
Anywhere. Well, every Thursday at this time, we check in with the digital director at Pittsburgh Magazine, Rich Cook, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rich, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, Larry. How are you guys?
We're, sorting through the details of what we're seeing. The storm's still in progress. And then I know you as a news person. Yeah. So our thoughts and prayers with everybody in that region. And we'll wait to see what more of this daylight reveals. I want to start with something that will take Pittsburghers back 50 years. 50 years ago tomorrow.
The Gunner Bob Crimp.
Go ahead.
No, do your thing.
Well, I was going to play that everybody on this radio station, back then, KDK Radio was on the air, and it's so significant because I think it's the only sound that we have of it. And go ahead, tell the story, and I'll dig up the sound.
Okay. So the Gunner Bob Prince was on the air, and he made the call. Papers flying, everybody standing, a double for Roberto. 50 years ago tomorrow, Larry, the Hall of Famer's 3,000th and final regular season hit. Crowd at Three River Stadium, a measly 12,000 that they, of course, gave him a standing ovation. Clemente stood on second base, raised his cap in appreciation. And I don't think, obviously, fans had no idea how historic or bittersweet the moment would turn out to be. Clemente died a few months later in New Year's Eve, attempting to deliver earthquake supplies to Nicaragua. Hard to believe that was 50 years ago.
Tomorrow on KDKA Radio. Do you know how astronomical it is that he hit 3,000 and that was it? and we never knew. And then think of the significance of sports that year, because you had Franco Harris's immaculate reception just a few months later at Three Rivers in the same ballpark.
Yeah, probably just a couple feet away.
Yeah, and
where the ball went out.
I saw, Rich, your power went out down there where your offices are on Washington's Landing, and dropping off a DVD for Sean Collier. It was dark and dreary inside, but Sean's lightening it up with places you can eat like the 90s.
Yeah, so last week I talked about his feature, beloved chain restaurants that have all but entirely shuffled out of existence. And Sean identified five of them, Racks, Ground Round, Roy Rogers, Max and Irma's, and Ponderosa, that have receded but not quite vanished from the suburban landscape. So in response, readers reached out to him and with more of their favorite extinct or endangered chain eateries. Guess which one was the most frequently mentioned?
We're waited with bated breath.
Chi-Chi's.
Oh,
the over-the-top Tex-Mex chain that was a suburban staple in the area in the 80s and 90s. Fans apparently still miss the sprawling platters, fried ice cream, and signature dishes such as seafood nachos.
I do remember Chi-Chi's.
The chain folded after a hepatitis outbreak linked to tainted produce at the store in Manaca. As Sean points out, nostalgia must be pretty strong if it can override that sort of bad press.
And finally, Penn Brewery's got a new owner.
Yeah, Wolfgang Nitscht was rocking Lederhosen long before he bought Penn Brewery. Native of Austria, the 41-year-old has donned the traditional garb and hoisted a stein or two at Oktoberfest in Munich, so he knows about beer. So what are his plans for Penn Brewery? Well, since taking over in August, he made some cosmetic changes to the beer hall, helped orchestrate a charity beer, bought a canning system to package small batch beverages in-house, and assisted the head brewer on making Soul Sucker, an ale with fresh ginger root grains and paradise spice and lime. He's hoping also to give some TLC to the property's lagering cave, so customers can actually imbibe in a subterranean environment. Right now, the caves, which were used for refrigeration before, electricity, are all filled with water, debris, and an enormous amount of wooden barrels. Our food editor, Christy Lachlan, explored them, and she says it feels like reenacting a scene from the Goonies.
Yeah, I bet. Rich Cook, read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com. All right, Rich, thank you.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You got it. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
From the B.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's get a quick update with Kathy Berggren.
And Larry, traffic is starting to thin out around the area, but we're still dealing with this right lane restriction on the southbound side of 79. Just prior to the Neville Island Bridge, we are still backing from Mount Nebo. AAA Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Train. Our next report at 8:55. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
It's 8:52. This is News Radio KDKA. Larry, Richard, and Marty Griffin. Was kind of taken aback by our call just moments ago with Jack Goodrich down there.
You see the pictures
in
I sent you?
Fort Myers, yeah. I'm looking at them now. Marty's posting them.
My gosh.
The devastation at, that was the bullseye for the storm.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Right, Larry?
Definitely. And the damage, you heard, he's suggesting that a sheriff down there said.
Hundreds dead.
Man. That's what they're anticipating. Now, that's not official. That's what he's.
Bill Sawyer's my friend. They have a bunch of real estate down there. He's sending those pictures that I just posted. Larry, you follow storms. You're very good at this. Did you see it hitting there?
Well, we knew it was going to be on the Gulf side, and at first it looked like Tampa Bay, which hasn't had a direct hit now for 101 years, including this one. But your geography, a lot of people know where Tampa is. If you draw a line along the coast down, you come to Bradenton, Sarasota, and then you go further down, you get into Port Charlotte and Fort Myers, and that's where the center of the storm hit.
My boy Billy says the causeways are gone to Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel. That's bad.
Well, if you've ever been, a lot of Pittsburghers go to Naples down there, Marco Island, Fort Myers, Sanibel Island.
And so what, these causeways are the only way you get in?
That's it.
Yeah.
So who knows if they're out, depending on the degree of damage, how long that could be before you could even navigate that. And there are people, you know, this gets into the season where the snowbirds in the next month or so start heading down there. But we'll have to assess. And then you go to the other side of the coast on the Atlantic side. We heard of unbelievable amounts of rainfall, or what they consider the dirty side of a storm. So this was just 7 miles an hour short of a Category 5, the fifth most intense storm to hit the mainland of the USA in history. And on that dirty side of the storm picks up a lot of the moisture. So in Daytona, that's why you're getting the heavy, heavy rains, and they're flooding there too.
And that guy told us, what, 23 inches?
They anticipated in 36 hours, almost 23 inches of rain, which is unimaginable here. If we had that here in 36 hours, places like Millville, Etna, Sharpsburg, all the places, you know, back when you see the 36 flood, who knows how high the water would be. But now that they're sifting through the light of day, and they're still in a rescue situation, and the storm is still moving through the state of Florida. It's 8:55. This is KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's get the latest with Kathy Berggren.
And Larry, we still have that right lane restriction on the southbound side of 79 heading down toward the Neville Island Bridge. That oversized truck still partially blocks that right lane, and traffic is still pretty slow from just past Mount Nebo heading down toward the bridge. 28 is cleared out quite a bit as you head down toward the north side, but still watch for that slow traffic approaching Creighton. No problems on the Parkway North. Over on the Parkway West, still backing just about to the top of Green Tree Hill, and we're at Wilkinsburg on that inbound Parkway East. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:05. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And it looks like a high of 64, so a little more comfortable. And right now, a lot of clouds. We should see some sun, no rain. And we are anticipating some of the rain, which will be the remnants of Ian, making its way into southwestern Pennsylvania, maybe Saturday night, it looks like, at this point. And we'll continue to monitor that. That said, though, Sunday, we may get a break. The Steelers are at home against the Jets at 1 o'clock. Keep it on KDK for frequent weather updates.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.